There is such a small, neat, and cheap USB blaster programmer for Altery CPLD/FPGA circuits, which fulfills its role perfectly. Unfortunately, it does not provide the supply voltage, which requires the programmable circuit to be powered from an external source. Different circuits have different supply voltages, and sometimes even several. For example, my favorite CPLD EPM3064 has one voltage for supplying the core of the system, VCC int, and the other for supplying I/O terminal buffers, VCC I/O, so that the system can work in a system adapted to different voltages, e.g. 3.3 volts, 2.5 volts. For example, EPM240 has four I/O labs blocks, and each of these blocks can have its own VCC I/O voltage. So I came up with the idea of making a small adapter for the aforementioned programmer, producing the most popular voltages. The whole thing had to fit into the existing housing, which was quite a challenge. The assumptions were to include the following voltages: plus 1.8 volts, plus 2.5 volts, plus 3.3 volts, plus 5 volts, plus 12 volts. As a result, a board was created, adapted to the size of the existing housing, which is soldered to the programmer's main board with two wires, to ground and plus 5 volts, where the J1 connector is in the original board. The board also has two holes so that LEDs can pass through it, signaling the operation of the original board. We managed to stuff everything on a single-layer PCB, so the PCB can fit tightly to the original one without any fear of a short circuit. I decided to derive all the tensions using the male gold pin strip, because unlike the female one, it does not wear out. Female strips quickly become loose when inserted frequently. To protect myself against accidental short circuit of male gold pins at the moment of contact with something, I put a cap on the pins, made of a female gold pin plug. The plus 1.8 volts, plus 2.5 volts, plus 3.3 voltages come from the dedicated AMS1117 stabilizers. The plus 5 volt voltage comes directly from the USB connector. I use the NC34063 converter for the plus 12 volt voltage. The reader may ask himself what the presence of plus 12 volt voltage is for? Well, the necessity to have this voltage was basically the reason for the creation of the described PCB. Often, when designing a device, we try to choose a system for it so that it meets the needs, but is not overly exaggerated, i.e. it has the required number of terminals. Too many of the offered and unused pins is not only a waste of price, more expensive system, but also a more complicated PCB. More pins equals larger housing equals usually more complicated board design. Therefore, for many needs, e.g., the previously described simple EPM3064 system is sufficient. This circuit has 30 I/O pins. However, I have often been in a situation where I missed that 1/2 extra pins and had to resort to strange combinations. It turns out that the JTAG programming pins of this system, TDI, TMS, TCK, TDO, can also function as standard I/O pins. In order to force them to do so in the Cordis environment, you should: 1. Right-clicking on a layout, select Device, Device and Pin Options, General tab. 2. Uncheck Enable JTAG BST Support. 3. Recompile the project. Unfortunately, now trying to select the POF file to upload to the system will end up with an enigmatic message, JTAG support disabled in file. 4. So go back to the Programming Files tab and select JDEC STAPL format, and recompile the project again. From now on, after each compilation, in addition to the standard POF file, a JAM file will be generated, and this file should be selected when programming. Unfortunately, in order to program or reprogram a batch with JTAG pins turned off, you need, according to the catalog note, a special high-voltage programmer. No wonder, because if now JTAG pins are used as standard I/O pins, how should the system know that we want to reuse them for programming? However, there is a trick, about which there is not a word in the catalog note. If the EPM3064 chip, when turned on, sees plus 12 volt on its IOE1 pin. In the QFP44 housing, it is pin 38. The JTAG pins will become active again.